6. Bad news for coastal areas like ours, I'm afraid. New research from the University of Southampton has revealed a rapid response between global temperature and ice volume, which could lead to sea levels rising by over 1 metre. So an international team of scientists led by Ilko Rolling, who's a professor of ocean and climate change at the university, has developed a new method of dating the relative sea level, which suggests that when the amount of land ice in the world changes, it rarely happens slowly. Ilko has all the details. I spoke to him earlier and he talked me through his findings.
In a large part, this work continues on some work that we started from the early 2000s using a new technique for determining sea level records. The problem was that we got very accurate and very nicely continuous sea level records for the past, but we had quite limited time control or age control. And what we've done in this new paper is that we've worked out a way of getting a precise age control in there. And this now puts us in a position to calculate rates of change in the sea level, therefore the global ice volume. And also we can now compare our records, because it's on an independent age scale, we can compare it with records, for example, of temperature and CO2 and methane and that, that have been independently dated by themselves.
So you've got sea level records now effectively for the last 500,000 years?
Yeah, it extends over the last 500,000 years, and the age control that we have is in the last 160,000.
Right. You said there, you talked about the link between water and ice, and forgive me, this is probably very stupid, but presumably the assumption is if the sea levels are lower, then that just means that there is more water currently stored in ice at any given time that you're looking at.
That's correct, and we're especially talking then about the large ice sheets. So in Ice Age Maxima, you would be looking at a very thick ice sheet of 2 miles thickness or so over North America, so over Canada, all the way down to Washington, and also centered on Scandinavia and actually halfway over Britain as well.
Now, not that it's not great to have these data in and of themselves, but presumably the implication of this, looking forward, is if the ice caps continue to melt because of climate change, then that implies from your research that the sea level will rise.
That's correct, yeah. That's a very direct relationship, except that these big ice sheets, they are quite slow. As you may imagine, you need to apply quite a bit of heat for quite a while before these things really start to reduce. And part of our research has been trying to find out over what sort of time scale we're talking that these ice sheets will respond. And that's where we now find independently that time scale is of the order of a couple of centuries. And there has been quite a lot of debate whether we're talking centuries or millennia, and we're definitely talking about centuries.
So your feeling then is that if things continue as they are temperature-wise at the moment, it's going to be centuries before we lose our ice caps?
Well, you have to take into account, of course, that we have been applying the warming already now for over about 150 years, and especially fast over the last 60 years. So we've been creating quite a lot of warming, and the system is like a freight train. It takes a while before it gets moving. So the ice response is in what we call is in spin up. It begins to spin up into response, and our work now suggests that we should expect that spin up to take place on timescales of centuries rather than millennia. So we are really in that window where we should expect to start seeing some things changing in the ice sheets, as indeed we are.
Yeah, we've seen some pretty impressive reductions in size of the ice sheets in the past few months. Didn't we hit a minimum just a few months ago for the ice in Greenland?
Yeah. Well, you have to be careful there, because the minimum that we hear a lot about is the Arctic sea ice.
Right.
And sea ice is floating, so that doesn't actually affect the sea level. What we're talking about is land ice. And the ice sheets that are sitting actually below sea level, but they're sitting on land like in Western Antarctica. And of course, we've been seeing quite a lot of the large ice shelves disintegrating around Greenland and West Antarctica. And we've also been seeing from the gravity measurements from satellites that Greenland is increasingly shedding mass. And those are the big worries, that we're looking at signals there that the ice sheets are really beginning to spin up into a significant loss.
It's one of those interviews I did earlier on where I was kind of feeling my way through it, because you know when you're dealing with somebody who clearly understands their stuff and is terrifically intelligent and you know what they're saying to you is significant, it's just sometimes you understanding it can take a little while. Ilkka Rolling, he's a professor of ocean and climate change at the University of Southampton.